Father, we come to you this morning with grateful hearts and wonderful peace and joy of singing the hymns that bring glory to you. Each one of us have been saved from a wretched hell that we were destined for, because we know that your wrath was upon us before you called us out of this dark world, out of the pit, into your marvelous, marvelous kingdom. And we thank you. We pray for the church, Grace Bible Church, that we will remain faithful to you. We pray for the churches in our communities, that they would remain faithful to your word and preach the word that is in your Bible. And then, Father, we pray for our missionaries. We pray for Dave and Joy Mueller in their ministries, and where they've been in Sudan and other parts of the world, and where their mission support is falling behind and is low. And we pray, Father, that if it's your will, that this would increase. And for the many of the missionary endeavors who are low in funds these times, and we just lift this need up to you. We pray for a former attender, Marilyn Palmateer, suffering from these strokes and heart attacks, and is now completed rehab and back in her home and making decisions for her future. We pray for Rebecca and Jerry McLaren, Pastor and Patty's daughter and son-in-law, and the soon deliverer of this new child that will come into the world. And we just love it because so many people are destroying their babies in the wombs. And it's you who brings this life into the womb in the first place. And we just pray that you'll turn this around in our nation of not destroying our babies here in the U.S. and in Canada. We pray for Jill and Keith's son, Tim. We thank you that his diagnosis and his problems have been pretty much come out good, but we pray for his spiritual. He is now seeing his need for Lord Jesus Christ and attending church, and we pray that through the church attendance in the reading of Scripture, that you will call this man to yourself to be a child of God. For Ed Webb, who is dealing with a bad cold and unable to attend at this time, we pray for healing for Ed. For Hazel Jamison's son, Jack, recovering from H1N1 flu at home, and he is at home now and recovering, we lift him up to you. For Mike Bassett and Kathy's brother with a broken ankle, I don't have a name here, Father, but we lift him up to you. Pray for my sister Marilyn and her physical problems. We lift her up that you will take care of these needs and some of the decisions that will have to be made down the road here with her. And we pray for her spiritual condition. For Heidi, dealing with an empty nest now, and we just lift her up to you and pray that you will help her along and give her some good purpose of what to do at this time now. So, Father, we have many of these things, and we pray that as the word is delivered to you now, soon, that it will glorify you, that you, Father, will teach each one of us through the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Philippians. We commit all this to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Jerry. We appreciate that. Let's pray. Lord, this morning we thank you for this opportunity to look at your word and hear the words of the Apostle Paul once again. Father, helping us to recognize what a great priority it needs to be in our lives to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with other people. We all recognize that we have many things that we have to do with our lives, many responsibility, many callings, but the calling to share the gospel with others is the highest one. Help us to be willing and ready to do that, and help us to give you the glory in the process. For it's in Christ's name we pray, amen. John Bunyan was an English writer and a preacher. He is the author of a book called Pilgrim's Progress. And John Bunyan was a dissenter. He was one who was not ordained in the Church of England, which was a prominent church at that time. And as a result of that, when he preached, he got put in jail, and he endured 12 years of imprisonment at great sacrifice to himself and to his family, rather than giving up on preaching the gospel. They told him, you can't preach. You're not ordained in the Church of England. He said, I'm going to preach anyway, because that's what the Lord wants me to do. And they said, fine, you're going to jail. And so he was there for about 12 years. He would preach to all the prisoners. Can you imagine being in jail, having this one guy preach to you all the time? And he preached to all the citizens of the community that were in the area of Bedford. Apparently he could get out up someplace where he could preach, and people would come from miles around to listen to him. But the people that were running the jail didn't particularly appreciate that. So to silence him, they kind of stuck him in the middle of the prison where fewer people could hear him. So he wrote a book, and this book was called Pilgrim's Progress. And that book over the centuries has ministered to millions of people throughout the world. Even though he was imprisoned, even though he was treated badly at times, even though he was separated from his family, which was a great burden to him, he took advantage of every opportunity to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone he could. Now, when Paul wrote the book of Philippians, he was a prisoner in Rome. It is believed that he was attached by a chain to a Roman soldier. He had no privacy, and his activities were limited due to his situation. His situation was unpleasant, to say the least. Now, he wasn't in the worst possible place. Apparently, he was in some kind of house or some kind of establishment, but he was hooked up to this Roman guard. So think about it. You're hooked up to a guard, and everything you do and everywhere you go, wherever that may be, the guard goes with you. That means that your meals, that means when you go to bed at night, that means when you go to the bathroom. However they did it back then, I don't know what they had for facilities, but everywhere you went and everything you did, this guy was hooked up to you. And despite his circumstances, which I sure wouldn't have liked very well, he focused on keeping the most important thing the most important thing. He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, and so people could hear it, receive it, believe it, and as a result, to be saved. So as we look at our own lives, we recognize that we are not currently, at least as far as I know, enduring anything close to what the Apostle Paul or John Bunyan did. However, regardless of our circumstances or our situations, God still calls us to do what we can to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And with everyone that the Lord gives us an opportunity to do so with. So in Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 to 18, we're going to find three answers to a question that could be asked, how shall we then preach Christ? In other words, what attitudes should we embrace as we share God's word with those around us in this day and age? And the first attitude we find, I believe, in verses 12 to 14 is an attitude of boldness.